assessment of what led to tonight's loss?
I thought we played actually a really strong game. And obviously, a couple of mistakes led to their goals, and then the empty netter. So it doesn't look like we played a strong game, but a lot of chances were there to score, and we just got to do a better job of putting them in.
When you dominate most of the second period with a record for shots on goal, but come out of it 2-0, how do you not let that frustrate you?
Yeah, it's just one period and one little stretch of a time where you think you deserve better, but at the same time we're able to come back in the third and Piers gets a goal and gives us an opportunity to try and come back in the game. We didn't let our foot off the gas. I don't think. I think we stuck with it the whole game and gave ourselves a chance and just fell a little bit short.
Just a couple of mistakes that looked like was the major difference here.
Yeah, I thought their goalie played really, really well. And then they were able to capitalize on the mistakes that we did make. So we'd like to clean that up. But, as a team effort for 60 minutes, we liked, for the most part, the way we played. Nice, a couple of mistakes like you said.
What was the message there after the second period from coach?
Just keep going, and we had our opportunities. We knew that power play had to be better to give us a chance, and we weren't able to execute, but the chances were there to score goals to get back in the game. We just weren't able to execute.
Every game is tough, but with what happened last year in the playoffs, and you beating the Golden Knights, beating the Jets, it seemed like this game was maybe more intense based on what happened.
Whenever you match up against a top opponent and you feel like it's going to be a fast game, tonight was a good example of that, and I think both teams played fast.
Apologies if you were asked. Yeah. Just the frustration in terms of as many shots as you guys got, two mistakes just seemed to kind of...
We had the opportunities there to come back in the game, and we played a strong game, just the way it goes sometimes. Our goalie stepped in his head. A lot of opportunities to get back in the game, just weren't able to execute. Maybe we got to bear down a little bit more on those, and so we can come back and give ourselves a chance to win a game.
Do you guys as forwards have any sort of adjustment when you don't see a goalie? Is there?
No, maybe some guys think about it. I tend not to. Just trying to shoot your shot where you feel comfortable, and he played a really strong game. He definitely got some confidence and some momentum off some big saves, and then felt it the rest of the night.
There were a couple of moments I saw you kind of. Looking skyward, mm-hmm. A couple of posts, just the individual frustration that one or two of those weren't able to...
It's okay. It'd be more frustrating if I wasn't getting opportunities. So, the amount of posts and the amount of chances I missed as of late, it could be frustrating, but it could be worse. I could not be getting those chances. So now I just got to convert on those, and hopefully when one goes in, they'll start to pour in.
Appreciate
that. Yeah.